Well, I'm Julia Haller, and I know most of the people in the room. I'm from Wills Eye Hospital in Philadelphia and Thomas Jefferson University, and I'm going to give a brief introduction to the InSight Network as a whole. The InSight Network is the brainchild of a group at the Center for Disease Control who put out an RFA looking for groups of people who are interested in innovative approaches to population eye health. And this is our group. So this is a CDC-funded collaborative vision research network that consists of Johns Hopkins University, the University of Alabama at Birmingham, the University of Miami, and Wills Eye. And the focus is to assess and evaluate system-level and individual-level factors that impact access to and quality of eye care. Our research objectives, then, are to look both at the system level and the individual level at factors, and to identify barriers and enablers to the delivery of efficacious and cost-effective eye care. This is our website, and I was noticing, Dr. Friedman and Dr. Lee, that we're missing your signatures here on the front page. So it's always good to have these meetings so that you can get on top of things. And as you can see, the structure is a very collaborative one. We all the different groups and our collaborators at the CDC feed into this nexus that works on, so we work on our individual projects, but the idea is to bring to bear all of that expertise on projects that can be done collaboratively as we move forward. Again, these are the translational research centers with the PIs at each of them, and each of those groups has a wonderful team of collaborators with a lot of different expertise. The funding is a five-year timeline, 2010 through 2015, and we have started out with individual center projects, moved into a first collaborative project, and we're hoping to get a few more collaborative projects underway before the 2015 deadline rolls around, and hopefully we'll be getting more funding moving forward as well. Today's program is centered on the individual projects and where we are to date. Remember, the funding just started in 2010. First, we'll have a talk from the Johns Hopkins group, and they can talk a little bit, and this will roll out in the next few minutes. The Johns Hopkins proposal was to analyze the C, Proyecto, Ver, and Provision studies looking at factors associated with adherence to best eye care practices for cataract and diabetic retinopathy, assessment of uptake of glaucoma services among Medicare participants looking at a Medicare database, and looking at the NHANES data to identify barriers and enablers for obtaining proper screening and treatment for diabetic retinopathy. So looking at different databases in these terms, and you'll see this featured in terms of work to date in today's session in our first talk. At Bascom-Palmer, the project started out with a chart review looking at the medical and billing records to assess system level and individual level factors that impacted access to and quality of vision care in patients with diabetes, and also a Hispanic community health ancillary ocular study. This is a subsample of Hispanics age 40 years and older, and the purpose is to document healthcare utilization and barriers to care, knowledge of ocular healthcare visit recommendations and risk factors, and prevalence of reported ocular conditions and risk factors. And some of this will be discussed by David Lee in today's second talk. UAB Birmingham has a different approach, and that's one of the wonderful things about this group is the richness of these different approaches and what that is bringing to bear on our collective understanding of the task ahead of us. That looks at eye care utilization among diabetes patients in a county hospital setting, prevalence and barriers, and also looks at rehabilitation referral for patients with irreversible vision impairment, again in this county hospital setting, and prevalence and barriers. And some of the work on that will be discussed by Paul McLennan. At Wills, our individual project is a retrospective analysis of existing ophthalmic data sets to assess system level and individual level factors that impact access to and quality of vision care, and this is aimed at patients with diabetes. And from that, the next plan is to implement a telephone-based and educational intervention to improve dilated fundus examination follow-up adherence in African Americans, underserved population, with diabetes, utilizing a prospective cluster-based randomized cohort design. We'll be talking about that in the next talk. Finally, we'll wind up with where we are in terms of our first collaborative network project, and this deals with diabetic retinopathy screening, utilizing telemedicine, digital photography, forevision screening in a number of different settings at the four different sites, including pharmacies and public clinics. And Dave Friedman will be winding up our presentations today with that. So with that quick overview of the Insight Network and our structure, we'll give you an update now on where we are to date, basically 1 year, a little less than 1 year, really, into the work of the group.